Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss, bringing you what's fresh, local, and in season. From field updates to what's hitting store shelves and the hot industry topics you need to know, we've got the produce insights you crave, only on the Produce Industry Network.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Ross the Produce Boss here. And I've got a special in-person guest with me today, just because we happen to be here in Charlotte together.
What up, what up, what up?
Patrick Kelly.
Hey, we are here. Glad to be here.
We're here in Charlotte for a show. We're not going into that today. You'll get the recap on Monday about the whole show and everything. You know, we're doing some fun stuff. I've been seeing a lot of great people here in Charlotte. Appreciate all those that are listening and shouting out to me and coming up to me and in person and be like, hey, I love what you're doing. We appreciate that.
And if you appreciate it so much,
rate and review.
I actually told Ross, and if you're listening to the show today and you're not here, ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, I actually already beat you. I did 5 reviews with people yesterday in the lounge area.
Oh, nice.
And so our goal was what, 10? We wanted 10. Listen, because everyone,
things are going on with the algorithms.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what's happening with social media. We've been talking about this and I posted about it. You know, there's things going on in the world. So we're just trying to make sure you're connecting with us and getting the content that you're looking for because we're here for you.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm with you. And that's what Fresh from the Field Fridays is all about. It's about bringing you what's fresh in the fields and what's on the horizon coming to the grocery stores, right, man? So it's pretty cool.
And in my neck of the woods of Indianapolis, all the fields are getting ready to get harvested. The soybeans are starting to get harvested. The corn is right around the corner. You know, it's fall in Indianapolis. The one Tuttle Orchards is starting with all of their festivals. You know, for the last few weeks, I've been going by there and the traffic's been getting busier, busier and busier. They've got a whole caramel apple festival.
I was talking to Owyhee Produce. They've got a big rodeo going on, the fall rodeo, right? And obviously that brings tons of vendors and watermelons and corn and all the local produce that's Idaho as well.
Think about what we saw yesterday. What screams fall? Pumpkins and apple cider.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we saw some, we'll get more into that.
We'll get
here,
into that. Yeah.
But fall is about pumpkins and apple cider and all of those fun things.
It's back to school time, everyone,
rides,
right?
Apple picking.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Of course. I mean, listen.
Fall is one of my favorites.
It's fun. Fall is fun. People say summer's fun. I'm starting as an adult feel like summer's not that fun anymore when you got all the kids home.
It's so hot.
You know, when you came down in June, I tell you what, like that was the first time we went to the beach for the year. It was with you and your family. And guess what? We haven't been back because a lot of times it's hot. It's sticky. It's horrible. Right. So, we want to make sure that you know
what else is fun in fall is we recently had our friends
in fall. I like that.
We had our friends from Kentucky up and we did a outdoor movie night in my backyard with a campfire. I mean, you're not going to make a campfire and watch a movie in the backyard.
Did you do your chocolate fondue and strawberries?
No, because we were in the backyard. Did you do s'mores?
Oh gosh.
S'mores. And you know, what is a new, we didn't try this the last time, but a new way I got to try this with s'mores. Tell me if you heard this.
Uh-oh.
A Reese's peanut butter cup. And maybe we
I saw this.
Maybe we use some of these new Reese's Oreo peanut butter cups. You put that on the skewer. You dip it in marshmallow fluff.
I did. I saw this.
You roast it. And then you put it between 2 graham crackers. Ooh, baby. I'm going to be trying that. I mean, it's not produce related, but fall related.
I always have to say this. I hate s'mores.
You know this. I hate s'mores.
S'mores are fun. They're messy, but they're fun.
I know. I'd rather just have a graham cracker, right?
Why don't you just do the marshmallow?
Just the graham cracker. I'll take a graham cracker.
We put a movie on the big screen in the backyard. We sat outside. Like, we hadn't done that in years. And I mean, because we had talked about going to like the drive-in theater, but you know, there wasn't really the movie we wanted to see, the timing-wise. So we just did our own in the backyard.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun.
100%.
That's what I love about fall. You know, you get a little blanket out, you get the campfire and the season's changing. The air is crisp and fun.
I'm totally with you. Totally with you. And being in Charlotte, we get to see some of the grocery stores that are out there. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring you the best of what's out there, everyone. How can we let you see, besides obviously some of the YouTube videos that we're doing, showcasing some of the grocery store, showcasing some of the other fall items, summer items, spring items, showcasing brands. You know, we if you're a consumer listening, this show is for you because we want you to understand what's out there. If you're in the business world and you're listening, this is the time to be able to show consumers what brands are out there, right, Ross?
Yeah.
What's coming to the table? So as if you've heard in the past interviews on the show, right? Those are the people behind these big brands and behind what they're doing for the consumers out there. So it's always fun to be able to interact with these guys or in gals because they, on the produce and supply chain industry side, are always like, how do we get to the consumer? We think as B2B, to get to the consumer is to get to a retailer. There's still 7 to 10 more steps, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm interested. We did some grocery store checks yesterday. We traveled around and the goal is to kind of see what's out right now, what's in Charlotte, what's on sale. And I will tell you, fun hint before we get into the stores, we might have visited one of the oldest farmers
and
market.
And I do want to get into one topic regarding the education session with Anne-Marie yesterday.
Well, I know that because that ties into consumers, shopping patterns, millennials. Millennials, but we're getting there.
Let's hear from our first break. Talk about those stores, and we'll get more into that right after this.
From the fields of Oahe produce, where generations of growers nurture the land, born from the same rich soil that produces our famous onions, Oahe Mint Oil is pure, soft, and naturally sweet. With a smooth, earthy aroma, it's a refreshing addition to recipes, diffusers, and many more. And like nature's best, it only deepens in richness and flavor over time. Grown with care, distilled to perfection, Oahe Mint Oil.
Hey, everybody. Ross, the produce boss here. I'm in Charlotte, and we're talking all things Fresh from the Field Fridays. I've got my man, PK, here. And we're here for SCPC Southern Innovations. And we did
that we're sitting in the hotel room.
Yeah.
We have a couch in this hotel.
It's nice to do this in person.
I don't know. Like, this couch is bigger than the bed. They could have done without the couch in this hotel room.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Right. Like, this is like one of those long tables in a dining room that nobody uses. This is a long couch that nobody uses.
It takes up a lot of space.
But
it's good for my suitcase.
But I am sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did get a little bit of time yesterday after a pickleball event to go do some store checks. And I do want to start off with the last store we went to, which was the oldest farmer's market in North Carolina. Small little store.
Established. Do you remember the date?
1937. But it was started for like women, and there was some other history from 1932.
Yeah. There was an original owner, and then it got sold, and then the family ended up buying it back
in like 1937.
So it's pretty cool. It was really fun. It was funny. Tell the Driscoll's building thing you said yesterday, which was funny.
Yeah,
hopefully Driscoll's is listening.
They had all the berries were like in a little blue, you know, baskets representing farmers. But you look up on the shelf and you see the case of Driscoll strawberries that they obviously used for. But it used to be stalls. It's more of an open air in a building on tables. And you know, they're working hard, looked really nice. It was fresh. Obviously, we were there late in the day, so it was pretty picked over. Not full.
Yep.
By any means, but plenty of variety. So, I mean, you could still go in there and shop. And it's right next to a hospital. So he did tell me that, like, hospital care people, employees get 10% off. So they do support the hospital workers coming in there and shopping. And, you know, they had some dry goods. They had some gluten-free items. So picked up 2 gluten-free chocolate chip cookies for my wife. I'm sure she'll be excited to get those when I get home for her. And this is kind of cool to see from the melons to the spinach and all the as much local that they.
Oh could, yeah, I mean they have some do. Other thing again, mangoes and Asian pears. Their tomato display. They've got a little cold section. They had, like I said, the asparagus. The pole beans were in there.
The herbs.
They do buy from local growers as well, local family farms. So some of the stuff is packaged and pre-cut there right there.
And shout out to someone that I do a lot of business with, Classic Fruit. He had the box of his cantaloupes there. So I know the melons were from a nice source, Classic Fruit. Shout out to Shout out to them. So
yeah, no, pretty cool. And then you have, so it used to be called Beverly's Gourmet Foods, Beverly McLaughlin. And then now you've got her daughter, the farmer's market daughter. So Beverly McLaughlin adds to four generations of this farmer's market. And that's what's pretty cool. And then I always laugh because, you know, yes, they did have THC and cannabis sold there as well. So they were a true farmer's market.
They were selling everything.
They had everything.
Bakery, they had fry pies.
They had everything, man. So really pasta. Cool store, I would say. So if you're in the Charlotte area, definitely want to stop by that store. That was pretty darn cool, man.
It was.
And what else? I know that we visited a Harris Teeter.
I would say that was the most probably upscale store we went to. I couldn't believe they had a little bar in there. Did you see how packed that bar? I mean, there wasn't a bar seat open doing drinks. They had TVs going and everything.
When you walked in the Harris Teeter, you had Floral to the left. I mean, you could just
produce was massive.
Massive. You pick, so many boom, cases. Pick up some roses for $17.99. You got it. Boom, right there. It was a big farm, and it said farmers market on their sign in their produce department. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Which was also pretty cool. And their displays, everything was Harris Teeter farmers market, big pumpkin displays, big buy one, get one free, displays, saw brands like Consolo Family Farms, Lipman Family Farms.
Think of all the Driscoll berries there.
Driscoll's
in the paper package, the sweetest batch.
I was going to say, the berry section was
really nice.
Was massive. So we're
all Driscoll. There was
only one line of non-Driscolls.
Did you notice that they had Harris Teeter brand, but they also had the Kroger, because they are owned by Kroger. They also had Simple Truth in there.
Yeah. So I got to know.
They had a couple different like store brands, because there was the Harris Teeter, but then there's also the Kroger Simple Truth.
Well, I don't know about Driscoll's. Driscoll's, I'm going to do a video. I'm going to tag you guys in it, because I got to know what's with the box. Why are those $9.99 versus the other sweetest batch, which were the same? So don't answer that.
Did you look at the pack size? I mean, it could have been maybe a different pack.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah. But as a consumer, if I'm confused as a produce guy, the consumer is probably wondering the same thing. Like, what's the packaging? And consumers look at packaging. Is it a sustainable package? It might be that.
Then I will say the thing about Harris Teeter's, they were the only ones that had, I saw a lot of fall items, from pumpkins and cider to painted pumpkins. They even had holiday nuts out there. Did you see the holiday nuts?
I saw the holiday nuts.
They had party, you know, Christmas trays with nuts and chocolate.
They had a cool tropicals item with pepino melons, dragon fruit, papaya.
Had the most variety of anybody, the biggest department.
Oh, 100%.
Out of the stores we visited too.
100%, 100%. And so, yeah, good job. I mean, Harris Teeter, shout out, a great looking store. And now probably nice within store. What, 6-7 miles from downtown, right?
Not even that.
And then
it just feels that way because of traffic.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, and then the next one we did was Food Lion.
Food Lion.
What was the one thing you saw at Food Lion?
The refrigerated room.
Oh, yes. But right when you walked in, like, we just had this gentleman on the podcast too. All their different colors.
Yeah. That was at Fresh Market.
That was a Fresh Market?
That wasn't at Food Lion.
I thought that was a Food Lion.
Food Lion, we had the Cal Giant strawberries, where as you walked in. And then the refrigerated room to the right was where they had, you know, all of the apples.
Oh, you're right.
The salads and that kinds of stuff.
The Food Lion was pretty cool.
The Food Lion was a little bit more of a older school grocery.
This is what I remember, the Food Lion. It was the Hispanic section that they had. Yeah. It was a taste of Hispanic flavors. That's what I thought was cool when you walked in. And then on the other side, yes, the Fresh Market was that grapery stuff. You know what I mean? So love that. Ginger, yuca, plantains, chayote squash. Just a very cool added value section right there at Food Lion when you walked in.
A lot of the staples, not a ton of, other than Hispanic and other stuff, some varieties. They did. I was impressed. They had some really gourmet caramel apples that were like $7.
Yes.
Huge caramel apple section.
Packet salad wall was huge, like you said.
Yeah.
And then again, never seen, a Food Lion. It looked like you're walking into a warehouse, like a BJ's or a Costco for the cold section, right?
Yeah.
But then all the organics were in cold too. Like there was citrus in there. So that was a little confusing as well, but pretty cool.
And then the last one was
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market. Yeah.
Which,
but hold on. You know what? Take a quick break. When we get back, everyone, we're going to follow up with the Fresh Market and items that you need to grab right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're going to talk about one consumer item from the education session.
120 years ago in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're here in Charlotte. Patrick and I are chatting. And Patrick, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that really was and important and really struck me hard yesterday. So we're both dads. We both have kids in produce, or both have kids and in produce. And a lot of the big topic of the education session yesterday with Anne-Marie was about how vegetable consumption is just plummeting and fruit consumption is going up. You know, she talked about crispiness. She talked about, you know, kind of the flavor. She even hinted on, you know, like the freeze-dried candies that have reinvigorated. Everything's kind of like crunchy. And, you know, it really hit me because, like, you know, we do some vegetables with our kids, but we don't do as much vegetables as, you know, kind of thinking about that as we do fruit. What is an industry? What is, you know, as the shift from boomer purchasing to millennial with families purchasing changes over the next 5 years, do we need to think about to kind of reinvigorate veggies? You know, what can we do to get veggies up?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think that, you know, 210 Analytics, Anne-Marie, is always spot on with it. You know, I've been talking since even before we met. You know, I published my first book on the
millennial boom,
generational gap, knowing that millennials are the largest generation. They're trying to split us up, Xennials, millennials, all these different things. Listen, if you're born between a certain time period, you can't change it just because you don't like the other generation. We are 76 to 80 million as a generation, okay? And we are now shifting that power of purchasing. So if you're a consumer out there, you know this because it's hitting your pocketbooks. And it's so easy to buy the other products. So what can we do now more than ever, to be real with you, is to market our products to consumers. Let them know and understand how to use these products, right? If you were to tell me, hey, here's carrots, I'm not going to buy carrots. If I don't know what to do with them, I don't like carrots. I don't like the texture of a carrot when it crunches in my mouth. But I do love a steamed carrot that's in chicken broth flavor things to
my
it, right?
My son doesn't like
soggy carrots.
He doesn't like cooked carrots. He only likes crisp carrots.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's we need to be able to do that. What we've done for Brussels sprouts, we need to do with the veggie and the veggie industry.
Well, and think about how many items I think have really in the veggie category have gone down. Turnips, rutabagas, radishes.
Because
I remember
no
my
one
mom
knows what to do with them.
No, I mean, and I think.
But then you go to a nice fancy restaurant. How many times we have those bicolored carrots? Mm-hmm. Oh, and we eat them and they're great. Yeah, they saute them, right? And they buzz them with wrapped in onions, right? You've got to reinvigorate it by reinventing the wheel. We used to steam Brussels sprouts. Nobody steams Brussels sprouts anymore.
No.
So it's up to the industry as a whole to get with dietitioners, influencers,
chefs and start
marketing this, right?
Yeah, I think the influencers, I think the marketing has really, because fruit has been on the increase, have just followed
fruit
that.
Sexy, man.
I mean, yeah.
Come on.
But I mean, in my role.
Look at that banana
in my role,
and apple
I'm in food service. Food service is more about vegetables.
I know.
Onions. It's not about fruit as much, just versus my time in retail. Yeah. Retail, fruit sold. It was impulse. You would put fruit usually, you know, was the big whatever was on.
Well, that's a good question for the consumer. So,
yeah,
you know, we don't want to get too much into it. We'll talk about more of that on the Monday show. But please reach out. Let us know what you need from the community to be able to purchase more veggies in your household for your basket size. That's what I want to know.
What's something that you used to have as a kid that now maybe you don't do? Like, I'm thinking of my mom used to once in a while make artichokes. Like, we don't ever really do artichokes at my house.
Because you steam it. Because you're traditionally, you're not steaming stuff anymore.
No.
You use an air fryer. You're not sitting there boiling that anymore. You're not. That was the tradition, was boiling everything back in the days.
Yeah.
Today, now we're doing what? Which is air frying, or we're putting it on the pan. Because why? We need stuff that's quick and available to our lifestyle. So
think about potatoes. We've moved away more from your russet to your small little potatoes.
Yeah. Agreed. I like russet potatoes, but I don't like having to do all the work.
No.
Right? That's why I like those new potatoes. They're already packed and ready to go.
Who wants to mash it all up anymore?
That's too much work.
I either do little potatoes or a baked potato.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah,
that's all we do.
Exactly. I don't have time for that. So, I mean, what about the last store, the Fresh Market, which I already kind of alluded to?
Oh, the grape section, the amount of grape. They had a good variety. I mean, every grape from Limited Red and Green, Teardrops, Moondrops, Gumdrops, your cotton candies.
They had all of them.
Wow.
And it was colorful. It was beautiful.
They had it well displayed. I mean, those colors just pop. Nice wall. They had the Yokero dips and stuff there.
Salsa, guacamole, South Africa citrus I saw.
Fresh squeezed orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
The juicer. There was no juicer on the sales floor, but they had it on a case.
But we know who that's, the Citrus America. That's the Citricosta juicer. We know that. We already do. So that's kind of cool.
And it's always better when you get it fresh.
Of course. Well, and there's a difference because there's a site in the produce department that has all the other juices in it because that's where those live, right?
Yeah.
But then Citrus America, it's not theirs, but then the fresh juice is on its own end cap that says fresh squeeze juice. And it also says taste the sunshine. It needs to say taste the difference. what I love was cross marketing, cross merchandising. Did you see what was at the top shelf of the orange juice?
No.
They're doing it right. Little bottles of champagne.
Nice.
So again,
but they had all sorts of bakery items over by all the berries. They had figs. They had a lot of figs.
Yep.
The one thing I forgot to mention at Food Lion, did you see the North Carolina muscadine grapes?
I did. I saw that. Very local, hyper local, right?
Yes.
I love that too, is that they were trying to mix in different items in the produce department to make you go, oh, I need to bundle. The American Picker show. You remember American Pickers?
Old Frank Fritz,
God bless his heart, he died of a heart attack. Frank was the bundler, remember? And if you bundle things, people tend to make a deal. In the consumer's mind, you know you need chips, right, for salsa. You know, but if you're sitting there and there's an end cap of guacamole and you got chips to the side, queso in the front, bean dip, taco shells, boom, 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 boom. You did boom, boom. Now you just increase the basket size and then it makes them not have to go to six different aisles. So sometimes with those cross merchandising and promotions, you don't need to fully do it, right, Ross? You just got to put a couple of things to make them bundle, everybody. So,
And what's neat about the Fresh Market is the way they have the tables all set up. So you kind of flow through the department. They've got the wall with the vegetables.
It's
everything
fresh.
Was nice and presented very well. And I mean, and a reminder, we're shopping in the afternoon. So, I mean, we were there, you know, later in the afternoon, early evening hours. So the produce department, you know, has been set and shopped for some of the day and they were still taking care of it. They were bringing bakery items over. They were bringing all sorts of cross merchandising. There was a lot of that going on. So as you're looking at berries, you had your bakery cakes and stuff there to pick up at the same time and just get that shopping experience, fill the basket, you know, get that bundle going.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Frank Fritz bundle, everyone. I love it, man. It's great.
It was fun. I always like seeing stores and seeing different products and what's going on.
And if you want to see more stores, you can visit the Produce Industry Show on YouTube. Go to our shorts. And again, I'm traveling all throughout the United States. And so you'll see different items that we're talking about. You'll see these items. You're going to see Food Lion, the Fresh Market, the Old Country Store, and Harris Teeter.
Check out our social medias. Both we'll be posting. I'll be posting it on mine. PK will be posting on his and the Produce Industry Network. So look for some of our clips if you want to actually see what we're talking about. It'll be out there.
And a couple of key takeaways for everyone out there. What do we got coming up? I know. First of all, a couple of key takeaways is this. Go for the bundles, everyone. Increase your basket size the way you need. The more we don't bundle it, we start looking for other items and we end up shopping for stuff we don't need, thinking we need it, right? So when you go shopping, go with a list, go with an intent, and know to bundle the items you need to make your dinner or enough for leftovers and things like that. It'll help you on your pocketbook and your spend.
Try a new veggie. Throw a new veggie in there.
Always.
And shop seasonal. We're in the heart of seasons starting to wrap up. We're going to be losing some of the local and some of the seasonal flavor that is so relevant and prevalent in these items right now in fresh produce. We're going to be going into our winter season where, you know, I don't want to sound depressed, but it's not as inviting as and flavorful as some of the items that we're in right now.
The peaches, the plums, the nectarines. I mean, you got those during the
winter. But even just as far as like cucumbers that are coming from, you know, maybe a state away or whatever are going to have a little bit more flavor now than they will when they're coming from, you know, a different region or a different country in the winter months. So
100%. So get it fresh, get it cut, get it flavorful, everyone.
And we've got some stuff coming up. We've got IFPA next month. I'm going to be traveling.
New products. There's going to be new products coming out, man.
Oh, all sorts of innovation.
Dole's going to have a new beep coming out.
Beep.
Let's see.
So Moss is going to have a new beep, beep, beep.
USA Pears beep, beep, have a couple announcements coming out. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to USA Pears. Welcome to the family. We're going to do some things with them as well.
I love pears.
They're doing a new brand revitalization. And again, we saw a bunch of pears in store yesterday, those little snappers I saw and a few others. So I'm looking forward to it. And that IFPA show, that's when all these new items, new brands.
Yeah, everybody saves the new stuff for them. Actually, I visited Duckwall 2 years ago and got to see some of their pear operations in Oregon.
I got sent some pears from the USA, you know, pears, the Northwest Pear Bureau. And they sent me a lot of stuff. So I was able to do that. And it came from that company you're talking about.
I'm actually going to go see some onions in 2 weeks. I'm going to be out in Idaho checking out some onions. I'm really excited to go see that.
Shout out to my boy Shay out there. all right, cool.
And Blake.
All right, cool. Well, we love Blake too. But if we were to say who loves who more, I love Shay.
It's not a competition.
For me, it's Shay.
Just share the wealth. Share the wealth.
Shay. Blake, I love you too.
In today's world, love people.
Yeah,
don't
I
hate.
Agree. I told you that
love,
the other day.
Don't hate.
I always say love conquers all.
It does.
It does. All right.
Hey, everybody.
We got to get downstairs.
We got to get to the show. Appreciate you listening, checking in with us here on Fresh from the Field Fridays. We love hearing from you. And
I'm out.
We'll be catching you next week.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify for fresh weekly episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Network and at Dan the Produce Man and at Ross the Produce Boss. Until next time, we'll see you in the fields or on the horizon.